Welcome to Bayou Garden on WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Summer is the time when people commonly take their longest vacations. When planning a vacation, people make arrangements to have someone take care of everything from the cat to the newspaper. But many people neglect to have someone look after their plants and home grounds during their absence. If you're going to be away from home for more than a week or a few days, you may return to find substantial damage has occurred to the plants you left unattended. This is especially true for plants growing in containers, both indoors and outside. The ideal solution is to ask a friend who is knowledgeable about plants to check on your plants regularly and water them when necessary. It's a good idea to give written instructions on the needs of each plant, since your friend is not familiar with them like you are. But try not to make the instructions too complicated. If the plants are going to be on their own, move those growing indoors away from sunny, bright windows so they'll use water less rapidly. This doesn't mean putting them in a dark room, however. They still need bright, indirect light to stay healthy while you're gone. Right before leaving on your trip, thoroughly water all of your indoor plants. Even allow some water to stand in the saucers beneath the plant's containers, something we normally would not do. Put in small pots that will tend to dry out the fastest into plastic bags. This is going to be an interesting thing to do, but if you enclose them in a plastic bag, it's like a little terrarium. So pots that are about 6 inches or smaller, this works out really well for them. Now, don't put these plants enclosed in plastic bags in direct sun because that'll build up the heat. But again, do make sure they're in a bright location. Plants in containers outside may need to be watered almost every day in the summertime. Place all of your outdoor container plants, including any hanging baskets, in a shady location near the northern side of a building or under the protective cover of a large shade tree or covered patio. Group plants fairly close together, as this, along with the shady conditions, will help slow water loss. If you'll be gone for more than a few days and you can't find someone to water for you, inexpensive water timers, available at local nurseries and hardware stores, can work very well hooked up to a sprinkler. A battery-operated or electrical unit attaches to an outside faucet. All you do is set the timer for when you want the water to come on, and that's based on how often you generally have to water your plants and for how long, and it will water your plants automatically. It's probably easier to use a sprinkler to water a grouping of your container plants, but if you want to be more sophisticated, a drip irrigation system could also be used. An emitter head, which is attached to a thin plastic tubing, is placed into each container. When the water timer comes on, the tubing carries water to each container individually, where the emitter allows the water to drip into the soil. Very little water is wasted, but it takes more time and money to set up this type of system. Water your home grounds really, really well prior to leaving on your vacation, especially if there's been little rainfall. Although a thorough, slow soaking will provide a lasting supply of water. So turn your sprinkler on and leave it on long enough for the water to deeply penetrate into the soil. This is oftentimes leaving it on for an hour or even more. Make sure that you mulch all your flower beds and your vegetable gardens and shrub plantings because the mulch will help conserve moisture while you're away. Flower beds and vegetable gardens are particularly vulnerable to drought while you're gone. To water automatically, you can place soaker hose or sprinklers to cover those areas, and again, just attach the hoses that are attached to the soaker hoses or the sprinklers to a faucet with an automatic timer, and it will come on and irrigate your landscape for you. You should have them come on at different times so that you don't lose a lot of water power. So make sure you take some time to look over your landscape, mow your lawn before you go out, and make sure that things stay good while you're gone. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.